In about an hour from now, Garth Brooks will be calling the show. We'll be chatting with him about his shows coming up in October.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 minutes after that, I will be breathing into a paper bag.
And of course, it's always a big week when Garth Brooks calls the show. Good morning, Garth.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys?
Doing great, man.
Oh, my day just got excellent. Hi, Garth.
Good morning, Miss Sarah. How are you?
Oh man.
My life was just made. Call me Miss Sarah.
Garth Week.
I had a wedge last night.
I think you need to explain before people get confused or freaked out. Wedge salad.
A wedge salad. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would have been bad.
Completely my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and according to a new study out of the University of Virginia, 1 in 10 people say they check their phones while they're getting busy.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You know what I'm talking about?
Come on.
Set it down. Or put it on vibrator.
Well,
providing you with 4 solid hours of entertainment every month.
Funny.
Win K and the Morning Crew on 94.9 WQMX.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hey. I thought you guys had tickets to win.
No.
Just want to hear people geeked up.
Are you going to the show?
No, I don't have any tickets.
Well,
dang it.
I was just calling in to tell you that I'm taking my daughter to see Tim McGraw tonight. Kind of has a special meaning. We lost her dad back in 2007, and she was 10 years old. And we only had him for 2.5 months when he was diagnosed with cancer. And so Live Like You Were Dying, we tried to do all we could in those 2.5 months. So I had been off work for a while, got back to work, and I scraped together the money and bought the tickets yesterday and sent her a text message with a picture of the tickets, and she called me crying.
Oh.
She was so excited.
Oh.
I hope you have the most wonderful time in the world.
What are your names?
My name is Paula, and her name is Savannah.
WQMX.
The average woman does this 19 times before getting married. What is it?
What's your guess?
Your first kiss.
Ah, there you go.
How did you do it?
You kissed 19 different guys.
You win.
What's your name?
Amber Smith.
That's how you do it right there. You kiss about 19 guys, you know.
I'm going to have to get some pen to paper.
You're going to
put the, kiss 19
you're gonna have
people.
To put the pen to paper and figure it out.
You're going to
listen,
I've got this.
Sarah, I'm just going to be honest with you, Sarah.
What?
If you start having to use a comma, it's too many, okay?
I know. Oh my God.
Just saying.
94.9, yeah. WQMX.
Because of the shrinking size of the world we live in, new study shows that there's about a 1 in 30 chance that the average person has slept with their cousin of some kind. You sure are pretty.
That's scary.
No idea. Now, look, they're not talking about the cousin that you have Thanksgiving with, okay? They're talking about some cousin that
you may
not
somehow
even know
are related to.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have Thanksgiving.
Their superpower is making people laugh. Even when they don't mean to. Win K and the Morning Crew. 94.9 WQMX.
Hi, I was calling to say I dropped my phone in a porta potty.
Oh my God.
You might have just happened to take the loss on that one.
Yes, and I dug it out.
No.
At Country Fest.
No! It's going
to work. Just think about it. Your first reaction is like, oh no, I'm to grab it.
Okay,
yeah.
We love you, and we love your honesty.
How was your phone?
Yeah.
It still works.
Hey, to all those who followed the warning label on their floor lamp and did not use it in the shower, welcome back to Win K and the Morning Crew on 94.9 WQMX.
Married men say a woman who has one of these makes a better wife.
Have you guys got the answer yet?
It was a brother.
Oh, that was way off then.
Well, Chris, what was your guess?
Actually, it was kind of, I guess it was a little dirty. It was like kind of one of them sexy aprons.
That is way better than the actual answer. Can we give the guy
something? Give him a round of applause.
Well, my wife has one and it makes me happy, so
yeah, well.
94.9.
We've been qualifying people all week long for this great Garth Brooks deal. Everyone's going to the show that won in Columbus.
Right.
But we do have a grand prize, which is backstage.
Yeah, you get to go meet Garth and Trisha. And we had a great story earlier this week from Angie.
Mm-hmm.
Her son, Andy, has autism.
He's a huge Garth Brooks fan.
Loves Garth. Dresses up like him for Halloween every year. Always has Garth birthday parties. So we're going to call Angie, let her know that she and Andy are going to meet Garth.
It sounds like Garth kind of got him through childhood.
Yes.
Oh, my room.
Oh, here it is.
I showed up in booth and room.
Hello?
Angie, Scott and Sarah calling you from WQMX.
Hi.
Hey, grand prize winning.
Oh, my gosh.
Yay, Andy!
You know what that means?
Yeah.
No.
It means you're gonna meet Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, my goodness.
And you could take someone with you. So who are you taking?
Oh, it's for Andy. It's not for me.
Okay. Well, we didn't want to assume. We were hoping.
Yes.
We couldn't be more happy that you shared your story with us.
I can't thank you guys enough.
And we could make this happen for you.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Yo.
I'm up delivering papers. I was wondering if you could play John Cougar, John Deere, John 316.
All right. Talk us into it.
Twist our arm.
Awesome. Hey, you'll make my paper out that much better.
What's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle, what's black and white and red all over?
A zebra wore my newspaper.
Yay! Was a sunburned zebra.
Zebra.
Dang it.
Yeah.
You're on to me.
Hey, I'll be here all week. Hey.
Hey, I cracked myself
can't
up.
Take my wife, please. Hey. Try the feel. Keith Urban right there. It's the John song. Your station, your country. 94. It didn't sound too good, did it?
No. Okay. You're misrepresenting him.
John.
Denial. Anger. Bargaining. Depression. Acceptance. The five stages of waking up. It gets better when you have us on. Win K and the Morning Crew. 94.9 WQMX.
And Women's Health Magazine says the first things ladies notice about men, their eyes, followed by their teeth,
mm-hmm.
a smile, and hands.
What does the top three?
We don't want to go four.
Yeah, we don't want
because
four,
we just work our way down, yeah. ladies, don't we?
What about shoes?
That's what I was talking about.
Oh,
shoes.
Oh,
don't be dirty.
No.
Let the fun rise with the sunrise.
Lots and lots of fun.
It's Win K and the Morning Crew on 94.9 WQMX.
I thought you might appreciate this. The other night I was putting my 3-year-old to bed, and he's very vocal once he goes to bed, singing songs and everything, and we're in the other room, and out of nowhere he just screams at the top of his lungs, WQMX!
What do you call a pig who does karate? A pork chop. Hey!
Hey!
Time to sing.
Josh.
All right, Josh, let's hear you sing. Felt okay. Good on my lips.
Oh, I wanna go crazy. You can go crazy too. I wanna go crazy. I wanna go crazy with you. Everybody saying, whoa, how sweet it is.
That's enough.
It's all good on my list.
I can't.
Josh, you're my favorite. That was so good.
Be strong, they whispered to their coffee. Win K and the Morning Crew, 94.9 WQMX.
Saw this meme that said, this candle smells like Fireball. And it says, well, to non-alcoholics, it smells like cinnamon.
Yeah.
50% of Americans have gone to work hungover.
Including Sarah this morning.
Scott, win!
Just kidding.
Well, I'll say it for y'all. Okay, it's TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday. Time to light up, time to sock it to them, time to drink your brew with Win K and the Morning Crew.
That's a beautiful thing.
I like it.